Once they're in the military, servicemen and women won't have trouble finding one thing, cash. Payday lenders have found a booming market for cash advances and short-term loans among men and women in uniform. Many troops who've signed on the dotted line say they've been buried by interest rates that often exceed 400%. As NPR's John McChesney reports, in most states, it's perfectly legal.
Young recruits learning the collective art of close-order drill at Camp Pendleton, the sprawling Marine base an hour north of San Diego, California. There are 30,000 Marines here, and most people regard them as defenders of the nation. Others see them as an opportunity to make money. Oceanside, the small town just outside the base, has the highest concentration of payday lenders in the state of California, 22 of them. Highway 1, slicing through the heart of town, is home to storefront lenders with names like Checkmate, The Money Guy, and Money Back. Some are draped with banners, Welcome Home Heroes, and Support Our Troops.
This is a requirement by the Department of Corporations. All check cashers now have to post these notices, and this is an example.
Charlie Piedmont stands in the lobby of his Cash a Check store in front of a small plaque showing the annual percentage rates, or APR, for borrowing $100 or $200.
460%. The annual percentage rate is 460%. It sounds very big. However, the fee is $17.65 to borrow $100. That's the reality of the whole thing. APR is something that should stay with the loan industry and should not have ever been attached to a payday advance. It's not the right way to figure.
Piedmont, a slight New York native with thinning hair, spent most of his life in the casino industry and now owns 5 cash-a-check stores in Oceanside. He echoes the payday industry mantra that the charges for payday advances should be called fees, not interest, and since they are short-term, the annual rate, they say, is irrelevant. In his back office, Charlie Piedmont makes it clear that the Marines are his primary customers.
They don't have the infrastructure, they don't have the family, they don't have grandma that they can call up and stop over and get $50 if they get a flat tire.
Another mantra of the payday lending industry, we are providing a public service for people who have an emergency need between paydays. But critics charge that many military personnel get entangled in a number of these loans and end up way over their heads in debt. Charlie Piedmont knows this can happen, but he blames the military for not taking responsibility for its young enlistees.
They're giving 2 very dangerous weapons. One of them is a rifle, and they've given weeks of training, and they become an expert in a device that they may never have saw before. The other weapon they're given is a checkbook, and they're given no training whatsoever with this checkbook. However, they can do a lot more damage with that checkbook than they're going to do with that weapon.
Damage to themselves, at any rate. Marine Lance Corporal James Martin knows that all too well. In the middle of a divorce, he found himself in financial difficulty as he tried to adjust to only one income.
You find yourself slipping further and further into a hole at that point. There was a payday institution right outside of my house at the time.
Corporal Martin was about to find out just how much deeper that hole could get. After he took out his first loan, he couldn't repay it, so he took out another, and then another, until he had 5 or 6 loans going.
It would be equivalent to a drug habit. I mean, you get in there, it takes care of the problem, it takes a lot of stress off your life, and you know 2 weeks from now, if you can't afford to pay it all back, you can pay the interest back. If you can't even do that, you know there might be another place to turn to. That was a situation with me as I bounced from place to place to get it taken care of like a drug habit.
Martin says he now speaks out against payday lenders and recently testified before the Virginia legislature. Also, no fan of payday lenders is Rear Admiral Jose Betancourt. He's the commander of the entire Southwest region of the Navy and Marine Corps.
Our main concern, our principal concern with these lending institutions is that to the extent that the sailor gets into debt from which he or she cannot recover, it affects their performance for us as military men and women. This is so important, especially today when we're at war.
The Admiral worries that financially troubled sailors or Marines could be vulnerable to someone trying to buy military secrets. The Admiral put up a survey on the military intranet to get an idea of just how many of his troops were using payday lenders. So far, he's received about 1,500 responses.
just based on what I have, I feel very confident that I can say that something in the range of 24% to 26% of Navy families have availed themselves of these payday loans at one time or another during their Navy career.
That figure squares with other estimates of the number of military personnel using payday lenders.
I'll tell you that military represents a very small portion of our customers.
Nakasha Fuman is with the Community Financial Services Association, an organization that says it represents two-thirds of the payday lending industry.
Payday lending companies do not put a significant number of our stores in military bases.
While it may be true, the military only represents some fraction of the payday lending business, a recent study conducted by two researchers contradicts the assertion that the industry doesn't target the military. One of the study's authors, University of Florida law professor Christopher Peterson, says they looked at 20 states and over 100 bases.
In our study, we concluded that there is irrefutable geographic evidence demonstrating that payday lenders are actively and aggressively targeting U.S. military personnel all across our country.
A few states have taken aggressive action to deal with the lenders. Georgia and North Carolina, under pressure from military brass, have outlawed them altogether. The industry is now fighting those laws in court. For Admiral Betancourt, the solution is simple.
As a minimum, I believe that in our state it would help if we capped the interest that these companies charged. Period.
The Admiral and many other critics say a federal law is needed, but the industry has managed so far to deflect that by courting the Congress. For example, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay was the keynote speaker at the industry's annual meeting in March. Again, Christopher Peterson.
It's ironic that some of the same individuals who claim most loudly to support the troops also support weak laws allowing predatory lending to those troops.
A bill has been introduced in Congress that would cap interest rates at 36% for loans to the military, but the $40 billion a year payday lending industry is sure to lobby heavily against it. John McChesney, NPR News.